This is Drive with Adam Shirley.
On to cyber matters now. And as you may have seen, the federal government announced a $230 million investment in cybersecurity and what's been dubbed offensive capabilities. Stilgherrian is an independent journalist and commentator on many things cyber. Stilgherrian, good to speak with you.
Good afternoon, Adam.
Offensive capabilities. Well, sounds somewhat aggressive. What exactly does that mean?
Short way of explaining that. Hacking the other guy.
Before they hack you.
Look, we've got an arms race going on online, and we know that hacking is being done by criminals, by nation-state actors, i.e. spooks and spies, and, of course, the recreational kind of hackers. This is up at the more serious end. And, look, although we don't know precisely what our guys are doing or our guys and girls are doing, because that's highly classified, we can sort of look at the kinds of hacks that get reported around the world and assume that our capabilities are in that sort of league.
And you've looked over the details of this announcement, where the funding is going. Is it going to be money well spent and targeted?
It does appear to be the case. I mean, the strategy covers a lot of different things, everything from boosting the education sector, or at least coordinating it better so we get more skilled people out of universities that understand the kind of cyber realm, if I can say that, industry cooperation, and some straight-up more funding for the defence sector. I think we're looking at 100 new cyber specialists for the Australian Signals Directorate, which is our digital spook agency, equivalent to America's NSA. And, you know, this makes sense given that we are seeing an arms race in this field in the region. China, for example, has said that by the year 2020, they want to completely revamp their armed forces and become a leader in this kind of digital warfare. The United States is restructuring itself. We know that Russia is expanding and you know, list all of the technologically advanced countries after that. So this sort of thing matches the arms race we're seeing around the South China Sea. Vietnam is buying submarines, China is refreshing its navy, and so on. So the kind of digital war, if I can say that, is advancing in parallel.
That analogy you just used really emphasises the importance of this and how much it's going on. Someone I knew used to work for the government trying to hack through firewalls, trying to break through their security online, and made the comment to me once that, well, as far as us, the public, and our government services are concerned, there's a long way to catch up to the expert hackers. How overdue is this money and this sort of strategy?
I think it is overdue. I mean, the first cybersecurity strategy was created in 2007, and we've only just dusted it off to update it. And I think, as anyone listening would realise, the technology advances much faster than that. We've also seen in recent years a massive increase in online crime, cyber crime, both in the number of incidents and their sophistication, and I suppose as a third factor, the amount of money stolen in each one. Just last week in Canberra, where the Australian Cyber Security Centre had its annual conference, and the AFP, the Australian Federal Police, told us that just in the kind of ransomware category, that's doubled in volume just in the last few months. Australian businesses are getting hit, and they're still making basic security mistakes. And they saw recently in fraud against things like superannuation brokers and hacking into companies' payroll systems and diverting the payroll to other people's bank accounts. That is a thing, and it is on the rise. They have seen a number of transactions in this superannuation hacking over $500,000. In fact, there was one case where $900,000 was transferred out of someone's superannuation account into an account somewhere else.
Gee. In one fell swoop as well.
In one swoop. So they're saying we're on track to see $1 million hack and heist. And America's FBI sent a couple of people over to this conference, and they talked us through a bank heist where $6 million was taken.
And not one door was knocked down. Incredible.
No. And this is why, look, forces around the world, police forces and agencies have kind of been reluctant. I mean, if you went into a bank with a sawn-off shotgun and got away with $50,000, that's a major crime. But because it's happening online, people think, oh, well, it's not too serious. No one was physically threatened. But at the same time, you know, the amount of money that's going out is incredible.
Still Gary and with us on 666 Drive, 16 to 6, emphasising the importance of this new investment announced by the government today on combating cybercrime and, in fact, developing Australia's own, what they dub, offensive capabilities to allow to hack back, as it were. Just following your analogy, Still Gary, on, you know, traditional warfare, does this work in the same sort of way where, say, if someone shoots at you, you can shoot back in the online world?
Look, you can, and that sort of thing does happen. And in the same way that a strategic war would take out the enemy's power supplies, transport systems, and so on, there's a lot of speculation about how you would do that in the cyber realm by hacking into the systems that control the power grid,
disabling those control panels as they are.
Well, we've actually seen cases of that. Estonia's power grid was shut down for a couple of hours. The other year, Ukraine's recently, and actually the Ukrainian operators managed to get their power grid back online in just a few hours, possibly because it's more old-fashioned and they had a lot of manual control to get to it. War games have been run where just power grids are shut down, railway systems shut down because, again, computers control the signalling and the switching of where trains run. Pretty much anything that moves in modern society in Western countries is controlled by a computer network these days. So they can be targets. And we're now seeing that hospital and health systems are targets, that not a lot of attention has been put into those sorts of systems, and they're starting to become of interest to hackers. Whether we're talking criminals, whether we're talking recreationally or nation states, and the kind of ransomware we've seen where hackers will break into your network, encrypt all your data so you can't access it, demand money to give it back to you. There was a hospital in the United States just recently that, they paid up the ransom to get everyone's health data back because it wasn't properly backed up, they discovered.
Gee, it really emphasises how you can disable en masse health, essential power services of nations, and why this sort of strategy, this sort of security is necessary for Australia by the looks of it still, Gary. Will $230 million get the job done in your view?
Look, no, but that's because the government is also relying on better coordination with the private sector. We've got to remember that things like the telecommunication systems, many rail systems, the banking system is run by private organisations. So is the power system and power grids in many states these days. So that kind of cooperation has to happen. To put it into context, $230 million sounds a lot to you and me, but that's less than $10 per Australian, or if you prefer, the cost of one F-35 Joint Strike Fighter or 1/12 of a submarine.
Putting it in terms that have been in the news quite a bit recently.
That's right. It's not really a big amount of money in the grand scheme of things, but it's a start, and the government can't really pull more money out of the hat when they've got other big-ticket items on the agenda.
In this election year, great to get the context of that announcement today. Still, Gary, appreciate it.
Pleasure, Adam. Anytime.
Take care. Bye-bye. Still, Gary, and on that money that's been put forward for cybersecurity and offensive cyber hacking that the government has announced today, what a surprise, says this texter, a government stop the bad guys strategy announcement before an election. But as Still, Gary explained, this money and this plan probably overdue given current circumstances.